Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink, we will toast in the weekend, and it is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. Meatloaf passed away last night at the age of 74. A Meatloaf-inspired Bad Choice Friday with 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I want you. I want you.
Unless you're testing in the public school system, in which case it's not enough to pass. That's just a small note from adults to children. 66%. It's just not going to work.
I feel like he's just singing this from the bed as she walks away, and he's like, "See ya." Hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I just don't love you.
Yeah,
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Take it on. I would do anything for love.
He did my nice dude, Ted.
He will do that. That's what I said.
He will do
That's
the ice cube.
He will not do.
Well, the ice
he
cube.
Not do that. You would have to ask first.
He wrote this in the middle of the night when she
That's
tried.
What I'm saying. I would do almost everything. Just there's a couple things.
Promised. You got wide knuckles.
Ooh. Exactly. Ooh. God, those are thick fingers. No. I mean, I love you, man. So either way, it's coming up, Meatloaf, on a Bad Choice Friday. Here's how you vote. Just follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live. Meatloaf is on the way on a Bad Choice Friday. All right, our question, what interrupted your precious sleepy time? 206-4200.
Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Warren?
Lauren. Well, you.
Warren?
Warren.
Warren.
Yeah, hello,
yeah,
Warren. Welcome to the Men's Room. Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so... my story happened about 6-7 years ago now. Wife's friend had her son stay over for the weekend, like a long school weekend or something. Long work week, whatnot. I was like, all right, Saturday's coming around. I get to sleep in, all is good. Well, about 6 in the morning or so, I hear running up the stairs, down the stairs, up the stairs, down the stairs, up the stairs, and then about 2 steps and a thud. Well, right after that, all I heard was, oh, God, oh, God, oh, no, oh, no. And he had put his arm through the banister, I guess, going back down, slipped and snapped.
Oh!
Oh!
Jesus! How old was this kid again?
He was about my son's age, which at the time was 12 or 11, something like that.
All right, that's wow. Those are arm-breaking years, for sure.
Yeah, as soon as I heard the, oh, God, oh, no, his parent mode took over, jumped out of bed, just kind of saw what he was doing. He was just running around on the landing, and his arm just kind of dangling, flopping around, and, got a brace. My wife called his mother. She's like, you're going to need to go to the hospital and meet me there. Do not panic. It's okay.
Yeah, but there's something about someone else's kid. If it's your kid, you're like, oh, you dummy, let's go to the hospital. Someone else's kid, you're like, oh, no. And all kids are equally reckless, right? It just happened on your watch at your house.
Yep, and, you know, I just kind of looked at her and was like, I can't believe this happened, but, you know, please have some training between us. You know, I was in the military, had a little bit of first aid training. Most of my family are, you know, doctors or nurses, so we've got all that going for us.
All right, let me ask you this, though. You're a guy. And you have the training and all this stuff. How long before you check the integrity of your banister?
Check the integrity of what?
The banister itself, where he snapped his arm. The railing.
About the time my wife took him out of the house?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's it. Like, all right, let me check my stairs. That's weighing
obviously
on
obviously was stronger than he was. Well, from that time on now, he's a grown man. So do you still have any contact with him? What's he up to?
I think my son talks to him every now and again. They live across town now, so my wife and his mom do talk every now and again. They used to work together, but now they don't, so not as much communication nowadays than we did then.
Well, he's not pitching in the major leagues. He was so close till he snapped his arm at old man Warren's house.
That's terrible.
That'd be my excuse.
What interrupted your precious sleepy time? 206-421-ROCK.
I like that he said, we don't talk to him as much. He moved across town.
Like, across town?
Yeah, we don't live in New York City.
Yeah, exactly. Even then, it ain't that far, man. Whatever.
That's his way of saying I don't like them very much.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to cross over the highway? No, I'm out.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't do long distance. Hello, Curtis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 So my buddy about 20 years ago, his wife and him were having some problems. So she went to her friends to ask if there was anything they could do to spice up the relationship. So one night after they went to a midnight showing when the new Lord of the Rings movie came out, she decided she was going to go ahead and head downstairs and interview his friend Mike. Well, he was passed out when she did it. And he ended up dreaming that he was one of the, like, hobbits or something from the Lord of the Rings. And he was being attacked by the guys in the black cloaks that wear, like, the long black cloaks with the swords and stuff, the Nazgul.
All right.
So he suddenly woke up and he looked down and she was servicing Mike. And he thought he was being attacked by a Nazgul, so he reared back and punched her in the head.
Oh, no!
Now, did he tell her this, like, look, I understand that you're performing karaoke, but as my subconscious translates it, it's like being attacked by an evil villain in a movie.
Well, she had really dark hair, and it was down in front of her head, so, I mean, it looked like a cloaked figure down there.
Yeah, but I've seen Lord of the Rings. They didn't do that to the hobbits. The hobbits, they'd have gotten along much better.
Probably.
Now, there's no probably. They would get along real well.
Plus, I feel like even if it was like a demon, it's in the middle of the night. Nobody else is there. Yeah, I guess I'm asleep.
Jesus.
I cracked my eyes open. I'm pretty sure it was Satan himself. But I pretended I was asleep because that Satan's got some soft lips.
Right? Uh-huh. Satan knows what he's doing.
I guess they didn't go out anymore.
He's gone. I'm going to guess they didn't. I've never woken up to that.
Me neither.
Which tells me it has never happened.
That's blowing a golden opportunity, no pun intended.
Yeah, I'd be like, body, please wake me up if you even think that's what's happening. Like, if my external sense
of...
You could be a hobbit getting attacked by somebody with a sword. The only thing that feels like that is
I want to go to Hobbit Town then.
Yeah, I'd be a hobbit. Well, they got those big feet.
I knew one buddy that had an ex that would do that.
Nice. Well, when he's asleep?
Yeah, it would, like, wake him up that way.
Oh, yeah.
She is pure evil.
Is she?
Yes.
How long is she willing to trade the evil for the services?
I will just sum it up this way. I was like, and I've told my friend this. I would take any of my exes back in a second if it was either any of them or her.
Right.
I'm serious. Wow. She is, like, it's not like women are evil or this, like, she's an evil person.
She's
like,
evil.
Bad. So that's what I'm saying. That's the only person
Miles
I ever knew
said
that
she's
did
not
it.
Purely
she's
evil.
98% evil. You know, there's a small percentage, maybe even bigger, like maybe 92% evil. I mean, that accredits to like 8%, 10%.
To me, there is
88% evil.
It is not worth it.
It depends who it is. I might be like, okay, hey, listen. She might be Satan, but like we were saying, you'll tolerate this for a few months, dog. Just do
it. I mean,
Nobody's
but you're not
perfect.
Getting out of it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know how demons work. Once they get a taste of your flesh or anything that from your body, like they don't leave.
Yeah, but if the trade-off is like, look, I have to tolerate it, because I've been with people that I believe are purely evil or people that are perceived as crazy. They might even say the same thing about me. Fair, right? But in none of those cases, looking back, do I get to say, you know, but the one thing they did do, like, I didn't even get that. You know what I mean? Like, I just got the evil without any of the happy morning mouth. So if I have to go through pure, I know what you're saying. I'm not saying it's worth it. I'm just saying, having been there, it's like, look, it's like being in a car accident, right? And everyone you know gets in a bad car accident, but this guy got in a car accident and found $1 million in a briefcase.
All right, let me say this. It's kind of like, hey, here's a great house, right? You've been looking for a house. It's in a neighborhood you want. It's on a street.
Sure, everything we're looking for.
It's your house.
All right.
Now, just fair warning, though. There may be a rabbit or a crazy dog that will attack you. And we're talking like a dog.
Okay.
But once it attacks you, it won't leave you alone. So, you know what I mean? So, like, you want the free house, but I can't explain it to you, and I can't give details because then people will know what I'm talking about.
Of course, of course.
But trust me, not worth it. Not worth it.
The dog loves peanut butter.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I went out with one girl. I was like, pretty sure she's racist.
But like you even said, it's like,
I was like, I'm going to hold on here as long as I can.
Well, I told my
but I also, I knew that wasn't going anywhere. It was just fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's one time I let your racism slide.
Yeah.
Why do you always play Skinner when I come over, Ted? What is going on?
You know what I mean? She has her Confederate flag panties on. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Give me back my bullets.
We can talk about it later. You know, like right now, let's put our differences aside. Yeah, I know what you just called me, but again, just come on.
Which is funny.
Why do you take your pants off during Freebird?
Yeah, because I'm dead serious. Like, I think she's kind of racist. But I'm like, it was fun, so I held on as long as I could.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But I've also like broken up with somebody and been like, and I never liked onions on the pizza.
No. Right. Oh, that no. You'll say something about.
Yeah.
Your racism, mum's word.
Go, just do what you do. Those damn onions on the pizza. I never liked them.
I love onions on pizza. Come on, man. Pepperoni onions, great.
I like onions. I mean, maybe a caramelized onion. Look, Miles, I'm not going to lie to you, all right? I don't like onions on my pizza.
But the time they're racist.
Is she the one that made you give back the pillow?
No. Jesus. That's a good one.
There was a pillow drive-by. Right. Basically, as Ted, if I remember the story correctly, Ted's outside with her pillow. And she drives down the street, rolls down the window. He hands the pillow over. The window rolls back up and the car drives away.
Correct.
Damn.
Yeah. And I got like one phone call the next day. You know me. Ignore.
Oh, yeah.
Delete number.
Yep.
That must have been a really comfortable pillow.
It was a body pillow. I mean, to her credit, it was really nice.
Oh, yeah.
I would have kept it.
Did you do anything to it before you gave it back to her?
No.
I still thought
we were going to have a conversation like humans.
Right.
Yeah. Nah. But yeah, Miles was right. It was that quick.
Pillow gets stuffed in the car.
Yeah, it was like over text. I was like, are we really doing this over text? Yeah. All right. Come by to get the pillow. Like, all right. Like, you hand it in, and I started to say something. Window went up. Off.
Damn. If it was only always that easy.
What interrupted your precious sleepy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Shouldn't have told her I like rap music.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 So back in late 2019 to mid-2020, I was on the Baghdad embassy in Iraq, and occasionally we would get shot at with mortars, and it happened often enough to where our team leaders told us to just text in, that way we didn't have to get up out of bed because it was usually at night, to just let them know that we're still alive. Well, I'm a heavy sleeper, and I didn't realize how heavy until one night we got shot at, and on the embassy it's really nice. It's got a radar system to detect when the mortars are incoming, so a really loud alarm will start blaring. So that's when you know, like, oh, crap, something's coming. Well, one night, I just didn't wake up, and everyone except me had texted in saying they were alive. So I got shaken awake by him, and he was yelling, like, dude, what the F? I thought you were dead. I was like, no, Corporal. Sorry, I was just asleep.
My bad.
Just asleep.
I mean, people get mad at you for something you've done in your sleep.
Yeah.
Like, what? I can't do anything about that. You know, people nudging that you're snoring. Like, well, I'm not now, but if I was, chances are when I go back to sleep, I'm going to start snoring again. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to, but again, I'm unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really doing anything on purpose. Fart in your sleep. Oh, my God, you keep fart. Well, I don't know what you want me to do, but to be fair, I would fart even if I'm awake.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Have
you woken yourself up with a fart?
I have.
I've woken myself up with a fart, or I've woken myself, the worst one, I don't care if I wake myself up with a fart. It's mildly funny. It's very gross. You go back to sleep. But sometimes you wake up, realize you have to fart. You know it's going to be a nightmare, but you are sharing a bed with your significant other, and I gauge to see how close is her face to being under the cover. So there's times where, because you don't want to wake someone up just to fart. So, like, I quietly put my ass to the side of the bed, like, lift the blankets off of my ass so it is now naked and exposed, blow a fart in the opposite direction as quietly as I can, wave it away so the stink isn't there. Because there's nothing, look, if I wake you up with a fart because you heard it, you go, ha ha, that's funny. Well, if someone wakes up because your fart stinks, like, they see no humor in this. They do not think it's funny. It is always too early. There's something, and now it becomes a whole conversation.
I woke myself up laughing one time.
Really?
It was the weirdest damn thing. I don't even remember what made me laugh, but it was when I saw it in the dream, I made an audible, ha! And then it woke me up the rest of the way, and then I couldn't stop laughing just because of how stupid it was that I laughed myself awake.
I've never had that. That's a very joyous way to wake up, though.
Yeah.
Hello, Joel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 So I went in for a colonoscopy, and when it was done, she told me that they had removed a couple polyps, and she said, no worries, you know, we'll monitor them, but 1% of all patients experience bleeding or whatnot. So no problem, went home that night, took an edible, fell asleep, woke up in the middle of the night, drenched in blood.
Ooh, kidding me.
Yeah, and so I went to the bathroom, and it's kind of weird sitting on the bathroom looking in the toilet, seeing a bunch of blood, wondering what the heck's going on. My wife took me to the emergency room, 2:30 in the morning. I had to stay there the whole morning. Then they did another colonoscopy to fix the issue that next day. So I got two colonoscopies back to back.
Yay!
And then I got a $4,500 bill.
And I'm sure the second one, you didn't have time to drink that stuff again.
Nope. I actually had dinner. They didn't say anything about it. They took care of everything, and then they said, you should be good to go. And then about
did they nick something later, like a vein on the way in there?
No, it was, so one of the polyps, they put like sutures on it or like little clips on it, and it didn't hold. So they had to redo that. And so that.
Now, do you wake up?
Looks like a little.
Do you wake up because you're bleeding, or do you wake up and you're in a pool of blood?
It was more the sensation.
Okay.
Something just didn't feel right. I kind of felt like I was sweating, and I woke up and it was dark, and I wear contacts. I can't see anything without them. My wife saw it, and she's like, oh, God. And so I'm, you know, trying to figure out what's going on, and from waking up and trying to, you know, try and figure out what actually is going on. And so, yeah, that was 24 hours to colonoscopy.
You know, but look, the good news in all of this, not that it's good news, but at least you knew that you just had a surgery in the place you're bleeding from. I'm imagining.
Correct.
If I wake up and there's a pool of blood leaking out of my butt, like, I have not had a medical procedure. That's much
more
alarming.
There's a procedure, you know, where you're not in pain.
Right.
So, you know, typically if you have something done, you're going to be sore in a certain area, whatever the deal is. I mean, with that, at least it's not like there's physical pain involved. It's a pain in the ass, no pun intended, but it's not physically something that hurts you. So, like, it's not as bad as any other procedure, probably.
Yeah. No, I had no feeling after that. I mean, I was fine.
Yeah, I mean, use the bathroom normally, all that stuff. I mean, it's like, it was nothing like my surgery.
Good God. Hemorrhoids?
Oh, my God. But I still have nightmares about that.
It was that bad.
I got up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, crying in pain. Like, I've never cried before as an adult because of physical pain.
Right, because something hurt.
I'll cry reading an article online. You know what I mean? I'll be like, that'll tear me up a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? I never cry because of physical pain. And I mean, I'm just sitting there crying, running a bath at 3 o'clock in the morning because I need to use the bathroom. And that woke me up. But the problem is I can't use toilet paper or anything. I basically have to submerge myself in a bathtub full of Epsom salts. You know what I mean? And, yeah. And let it clean. And it's burning, dude. It's like jumping into the ocean. You know what I mean? With a big cut. You
right.
This horrible burn. It's, oh God, that was the worst.
And it's all your butt.
What interrupted your precious sleepy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Do all hemorrhoids have to have surgery, or do some people just live with them?
I think some people live with them. It depends on the severity, right?
Mine were so bad that they didn't, yeah, they were like, look, this is one of the worst cases we've seen. I was like, oh, good. Thanks for hitting that lottery.
Yeah.
That's the one I wanted. That's the one I wanted. Come here, y'all, look at this. You know, on that one.
You can't win a scratch off, but you have ultimate hemorrhoids.
When I had that varicose vein out of my leg, like they were like, this is taking a lot longer. And the doctor looks at like the, and he's like, do you have to work tonight? She's like, no. I already called. I got out of my bartending shift. Like, I'm not missing this.
Damn.
And they're like pulling out this, and they're like, look at the size of that. And I'm just on Xanax or something, just watching it all numbed up, watching them do it. I'm like, is this big? And they're like, oh, dude, we've never seen one like this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. My problem is when I woke up, I had an erection. So anytime I get put under, I wake up and I know for a fact, there's no way if I'm asleep, I have an erection. So I know for a fact I'm sitting there through the whole entire surgery with an erection. I'm just like, I'm that guy. They're talking behind my back. They're just not going to tell me to my face. What interrupted your precious sleepy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC right after emails and our question, what interrupted your precious sleepy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Kate. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Hola. Positive Friday.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Nice. I'm good. So my exciting story started late summer. I don't know if you remember how hot and dry the summer was.
Yes.
Woke up very early on a Sunday morning to my house on fire.
Okay, that's all a problem.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so it started outside the house. We don't know really what started it. Maybe like a bonfire, you know, a little spark hit my wood pile. So I don't have major water damage to the house, but they chainsawed through the roof. My whole ceiling collapsed on that side of the house. And of course, I had asbestos, so they threw out all my belongings in the room and accidentally threw out all my lighting. And 5 minutes of burn time, and it caused $130,000 of damage.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you think the asbestos, bad as it is for you, helped slow down the fire?
That was just from the ceiling collapsing, collapsing inside, and the fire was pretty much contained outside. So, it was the firemen.
They do what they got to do, man. We worked in a restaurant where the vent to the restaurant itself caught on fire internally. We didn't know it. I guess it had been burning for a couple of days, but it was dropping molten metal back down onto the grill in the kitchen. So we managed to get the fire out with the fire extinguisher before the fire department got there. And they're like, look, man, we got to do it. They went up on the roof. They aimed their hose down the chimney. They blew all that crap out of there. So the entire kitchen essentially was flooded, had to throw away all the food, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, we got more damage from the goddamn hose than we did from the fire. But that is just, that's how it goes, man.
Yeah. But I don't know what, that's one of those things, right? Like, they're going to screw up your house. But also, it's like, is it better if your house burns down?
Flood my house. Yeah, go ahead, extinguish that bad boy.
Are you going to save it?
No. Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Hola.
Liquor and whores.
How you guys doing today?
Doing well. Good.
Positive Friday.
It's been pretty good. Smoking a little bit. Just got off work.
We can tell.
All right.
Yeah. So here's my story. So I sleep in what would technically be the living room, but we turned it into my room.
All right.
And I can hear my upstairs neighbors walking around, no big deal because they don't live with me, but like my roommate on the other hand likes to be up all the way from like 10 p.m. to like 6 a.m. And it gets really annoying when the microwave starts going off and the door's slamming and everything. And that's what wakes me up the most, is the microwave from my roommate at 3 a.m.
What is he cooking? Right. Is he a stoner, I'm guessing?
What's that?
Is he a stoner?
No, not at all.
That I have not no answers for that.
Right? That's what we were trying to figure out. Like, he doesn't smoke, his girlfriend doesn't smoke, and so I don't understand, like, who wants to be up, like, all night long when no one's awake, but then be asleep the entire day when everyone that you could be talking to, hanging out with, playing games with, whatever you do... Mm-hmm. is awake during the day, but
Vlad
not,
Dracula.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, some people are just night owls.
Yeah, some people are insomniacs. Some people sleepwalk. Some people eat and sleepwalk. I used to do that a lot. I don't do it nearly as much anymore, but I'd find myself in the kitchen. Well, actually, I'd wake up and see what happened in the kitchen the next morning. I'd be like, oh, the peanut butter's out. Here's some crackers. Looks like I ate a half a banana. And there's a cup of milk that's, half full on the counter.
My thing is just try to be quiet if there's other people. And I will say, kids even do the best they can, with the exception of my daughter. But my wife will be quiet, but she's one of those people that turns on a light in every room she's in, but then does not turn it off. So kind of in your sleep, you kind of hear the shuffling of feet. And you recognize it's not a threat, so you kind of stay asleep. But closet light goes on. Then the bathroom light goes on. Then the hallway light goes on. And then she leaves the bathroom, the closet, walks back down the hall, and all of them are still on. So now it's like 5:30 in the morning, and I don't know why it bugs me. I'm like, I need to turn the goddamn lights off. Like, I don't know why. Yeah. That drives me crazier than anything. I'm one of those, like, if I wake up in the middle of the night and have to go to the bathroom, I'll feel around, right, get to the bathroom, close the door all the way, then flip on the light, just so the light doesn't pour into the bedroom, right?
But I live alone, and for some reason, I still do that.
Yeah, there's nothing like that in my house. The lights are on, like, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. I'd be happy if it was made noise.
What interrupted your precious sleepy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 So that last story is a perfect segue into mine, because about 15 years ago, I lived in Yuma when I was married to a Marine, and during his deployment, I picked up as many shifts as I could at the restaurant to keep myself busy and, like, make money, and I exhausted myself fully, so much to the point that when I woke up in the morning, there'd be, like, half-drank glasses of water, half-played games of chess, and I thought, what am I doing in my sleep? Because I used to sleepwalk when I was a kid.
I was going to say, who are you playing chess with? That's the weird one to me.
Hey, I talk to myself. I'm sure I could play a game of chess with myself. But so I thought I was losing my effing mind, and I was so exhausted. And to make matters worse, there were these freaking animals that would just wake me up at night, just going pitter-patter, pitter-patter all across my roof. And finally, he got back from his deployment. And one day, while he was doing laundry, he looked up and he noticed that the door to our attic was ajar. And he was like, hey, Rachel, have you ever gone in the attic? And you have to, like, literally lift yourself up because there's no ladder. And I was like, have you seen this butt? No. And he went up there, and sure enough, there were signs of people living in my attic.
What?
Oh, get out of here.
While he was deployed and while I was keeping a very consistent late-night bartending schedule, my attic was being used as a midpoint for illegal immigrant smuggling.
And you, for how long do you think this was going on?
I have no clue, but he was deployed for about 6 months. So I'm sure that it took a little bit of time of reconnaissance. I'm guessing if they were smart, they would go and find out who bartends, who's a single bartender and where they live. And I don't know, but they must have. I live way outside of town, so you could see my car coming from probably a good mile and a half away. It was like the perfect setup. And to make matters worse, I had locked myself out of the house once. Had to call on my friend who was a fire marshal, and he sent some guys out to, like, you know, let me back into the house. And I was paranoid of ever admitting to him again that I locked myself out, that I left my back door open into the garage, which is how they got into the attic, I'm assuming.
That is terrifying. So
I was going to say,
what is your next move? I mean, do you call the cops? Do you confront them? Were they physically home, or did your husband just notice
someone
wasn't
there? They weren't there. All that was left was the signs of somebody having been there, because there's no reason for them to stay there once he's back home, because
he's
home in the evening now. And so at that point, because he had done work in the Chocolate Mountains, like setting off mines so that it wouldn't kill any of the immigrants, the illegal immigrants across.
All right.
And he said, at this point, there's really nothing we can do. It's a waste of time. So we just let it be.
I mean, so, how long before you slept comfortably?
Do you think that they were the ones playing chess, or were you, or was that you?
Okay, so I don't know, because I did, you know, sleepwalk when I was a kid, but I am assuming, because it would be like multiple glasses of water, that maybe I had interrupted them when I come home early, or I don't know. I honestly don't know, but it fits. I haven't done anything since.
I'd have to think to myself.
Like, you would have heard somebody, though, going to your attic if you were in the home.
But she thought it was animals, right?
Yeah.
And once you think you're like, whatever.
I didn't have any animals except for some cats. And if I'm not getting home till late, they can be in the attic before I get home. And so I just thought it was little animals going pitter-patter, pitter-patter across my roof.
You know, now, you said that when you were a kid, you used to sleepwalk, all right?
Yeah. But
say you did not have a history of sleepwalking, and you come home and there's multiple half-drink glasses of water and a game of chess midway, do you think you would have investigated your attic, or at least thought that someone was in your home?
Well, I would like to think that I would have been intelligent enough to do that.
Your tone says it all.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's tough, man. You had the history of sleepwalking, so you just assume it yourself. Most people, you think if they broke in your house or if they're squatting there, they would not leave such tangible evidence. That you know what I mean? Like a half-played game of chess. You'd like to think if someone didn't want you to know their home, you don't leave that stuff. I'm just thinking from these guys' point of view, they're like, we left a half-played chess game, and this chick still is not suspicious.
And half glasses of
water. I mean, they had to be like,
this is awesome.
That's winning the lottery.
To be fair, sometimes when I got home, I didn't go straight to bed, and I would, like, you know, I could drink Marines under the table, and there'd be a bottle gone. And so I chalked it up to either me doing something stupid when I was drunk or sleepwalking or just, I didn't know. I was really stressed out anyway. So.
Well, I mean, look, I've been known to leave half cups of water all over my place too. So maybe that that was you.
It's like the movie Signs. You know, maybe one day it'll all make sense why
guilty.
You do it.
I woke up in my front yard one morning.
Oh.
Were you dressed?
Wearing like boxers. Sitting. No, I just had boxers on. Woke up in the middle of my yard.
What were you doing?
Yeah. I mean, when I was sleepwalking. I was just sitting there. I was just staring out the street. I woke up, I was like, what are you doing? And I tried to sneak back into my house.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why. Should just walk back in because I walked out, I guess.
That's a little creepy if I'm a neighbor.
What happened when you tried to sneak back in?
I got back in. I mean, like, you know, sleepwalking, it's like, it's one of those things where it doesn't happen. It seems to happen in streaks. So it's like, it's been a long time since I've done it. But the last time I did it, I didn't really realize I'd done it, but I came in. I was like, and Steve and I are talking. I'm like, man, I can't turn my head. My neck is sore. My shoulder is killing me. And my knee is kind of banged up. And Steve's like, what'd you do? And I'm like, nothing, man. Just like, I woke up. And then, like, 3 or 4 days later, there was somebody into a conversation about falling down steps. I don't know if it was a caller of ours or whatever the deal was. And it snapped me out of it. And I was like, that's right. I fell down the steps a couple nights ago. And I tumbled over head first. But I landed. When I landed, my feet were on the bottom floor. So I landed, like, sitting up somehow. So, like, I tumbled. But I sprang right back up like, okay, I'm good. And I do remember doing that and going back to bed. But it had to trigger like 2 or 3 right. days later for me to remember that I did that. And I came into work. I was like, Steve, I figured it out. I fell down the steps.
It's like, congratulations. I didn't know as a kid, I didn't realize sleepwalking was a real thing. You know, you hear it in movies and all this, but you're not around someone to sleepwalk. There's no, you know, it's just a fictional thing.
You've heard
so my uncle came to stay with us for a couple of days and he got my brother's bedroom. My brother slept in my room. I had bunk beds at the time as kids. And we wake up at like 3 a.m. to all of this crashing. And we can't figure out what it is. We realize it's coming out of my brother's bedroom. So my father, you know, he has sprinted down the stairs, you know, in his tidy whities. But, you know, he's the dad. And he throws open the door. And at the time, my brother had a pretty serious record collection. And he had a stereo, all of his records, and they're all up on this shelf. Well, the shelf is completely ripped from the wall. His records are half broken. The turntable is gone. The speakers are all busted up. It's all over the bed. And there's my uncle standing there. And my uncle's a very, very stoic, perhaps a little on the spectrum kind of guy. He's a little odd, but he's a good guy, right? And we're like, what the hell happened? And he explained it in his PhD voice. And he was, I thought this was hilarious. My brother did not, because all of his stuff is broken up. But he was like, I believe that I was sleepwalking because I had a dream that someone was attacking the children being my brother and I. And I grabbed him around the neck and threw him to the ground. But when I woke up, I was holding onto the shelf. That was the neck. And the dude he threw to the ground was all my brother's crap.
Ooh.
So when I heard this, I'm dying of laughter. My father gave me the look that said, this is not the time to laugh. So I kind of shut up. My brother, because again, I've seen my brother like legitimately angry possibly 3 times in his life. He's just that calm. That was one of them. And I could not stop giggling. I thought he was going to beat the piss out of it.
He's a kid. He can't. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying?
It makes sense to me.
This guy sleeps in my, you slept in my room.
Correct.
And then you trashed it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I had to inconvenience myself because you're here and it was me that couldn't sleep in the room. And then you tear all the stuff down that is the most important thing to me that I keep in my room.
You know, you kind of sound like my brother. He kind of made that argument. He's explained it to me. I'm like, yeah, but he was sleepwalking. I guess it's a real thing. And look, was looking out for us. That's the one thing I took away. In his dream, he was protecting you, man. So why don't you relax a little and cut him some slack?
Right?
What interrupted your precious sleepy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 Was tossing and turning in bed. My stomach was really upset. I thought, you know, if I just moved position, it would get better, and it didn't over a period of time. So I decided I'm going to go to the bathroom and try to get this out. Maybe I just have to poop. So I go to the bathroom. I'm sitting on the toilet. I start getting super dizzy and sort of fall off the toilet. And so I have to crawl to the bedroom, and my partner at the time, I had to wake him up and tell him something's wrong. And something was seriously wrong, and he basically drove from Kent to the city of Seattle up to Providence Hospital in 15 minutes to the ER because they've had some issues before, and I got there and found out I was basically bleeding internally.
Jesus! For bleeding from where?
It wasn't like your appendix?
No, actually, backstory is that 3 weeks before that, I'd had a tubal pregnancy. and had to make the snap decision of taking this medication that induced a miscarriage, or I had to have, or I could have an operation and they could remove it. So I opted for the operation, just get it done and over with and move on. And so a week later, I went in. Obviously, they have to check your levels, make sure that the pregnancy's gone. My HCGs were still increasing. So they said, well, you need to go in and have these low-dose chemo shots in your back. And the worst part is the doctor's offices didn't have any, so I had to go and sit in the ER and wait for them to give me these injections in my back, two of them, and, like, the needle gauges were about the size of a toothpick.
Jesus.
Yeah, I tried to I returned to work, and people were like, you don't look so good. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. And a week later, my fallopian tube ruptured in the middle of the night, which is why God. I have the upset stomach. And they had to remove the fallopian tube.
I feel like you had more than an upset stomach when a fallopian tube ruptures inside of you.
You would think so, but it was the weirdest feeling. I just felt like, my God, did I eat something? My stomach was just really upset, and I just thought, if I just keep rolling over, it'll just go away.
Yeah.
Now, Sarah, I don't have that big of a penis to know, but a woman has two fallopian tubes, correct? So you still have one.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Were you able
to? So, yes.
Okay, all right.
You can still get pregnant, and you just don't get pregnant from the side that doesn't have a fallopian tube, and they haven't worked out how to, you know, recreate fallopian tubes.
Gotcha. Okay. That's a hell of a way to wake up.
Yeah, especially if you think you have to poop. Like, nope, it's more of the poop. I've never been in a state where I've actually fallen off of the toilet. You know, drunk, sick, otherwise. Oh, I mean, I have collapsed onto the toilet, but I've never been on the toilet and then felt so bad that I ended up not being on it anymore.
Yeah. Don't eat the mushroom.
Yeah.
Don't eat the mushroom.
I don't know that I've fallen off the toilet.
I woke up those four firefighters over me.
I have definitely, like, when I was, like, 19, like, my buddy came into the bathroom at a 24-hour fast food joint.
Oh, was like, damn, man.
Get your head off the toilet seat. Because I was, like, puking and just laid my head. And he was like, dude, seriously. Like, get your head off there. That was gross.
You're sleeping on the toilet?
You know, like, if you're puking, and you just really, like, sometimes people just, like, instinctively put their head on the toilet seat.
That's fast food,
so I was like,
bro.
I was sleeping. I was just like, oh, God, I gotta die. Yeah. And he's like, dude.
The porcelain is so nice and cool then, you know? Oh, you need the porcelain.
A 24-hour fast food place in a college town. This is like,
say no more.
Yeah.
Yes. What interrupted your precious sleepy time? We've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.